There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, we'll check in with the former GM, Mike Tannenbaum. Always makes us smarter. Get his thoughts on how did the Ravens make this a positive with Lamar Jackson. Also, what the Jets are doing. They're flying to Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know what the pitch will be, but we'll find out pretty soon if Aaron Rodgers is going to be back in Green Bay, go to the Jets. He would be going to the Jets at age 39. That's the same age as Brett Favre was, and Mike Tannenbaum was with the Jets when they got Brett Favre back then. Your phone calls are always welcome. Our poll question is spicy today. Seton, I like it for the second hour as well, if we can.
Yeah, we can keep it rolling.
All righty.
Which team wants their current quarterback less, Packers or the Ravens? 67% Packers.
Okay. That changed.
Yeah.
That changed a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen that show on Peacock with the girl who was in American Pie, Natasha Lyonne? It's Poker Face.
Poker Face. It's good.
Yes.
It's real good.
Yeah. Poker Face is streaming now on Peacock, and they carry our program. You can download the app, watch for free. Our phone number here is 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Coming up a little bit later on, Rod Woodson, who is a Ravens broadcaster, Hall of Fame cornerback, will join us. Get his thoughts on the logic behind what the Ravens are doing with Lamar Jackson. Ramona Shelburne from ESPN was at the tribute to Pau Gasol. They retired his jersey last night in Los Angeles as the Lakers without LeBron and Memphis without Ja Morant. So we'll talk to her coming up in a little bit. Men's bids last night, Northern Kentucky, Oral Roberts, Gonzaga, and Charleston are all going to the big dance, as we like to say. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock or those who are listening on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. As we bring in Mike Tannenbaum, the ESPN NFL front office insider and former Jets general manager, you can see him on Get Up, NFL Live, and SportsCenter. Mike, let me start with the question I just posed. How do the Ravens make this a positive with Lamar Jackson moving forward?
Great to be with you, Dan. Hey, look, Lamar, we're not letting you go. You mean too much to us. We've put substantial offers on the table. And I know that from talking to multiple people around the league. They clearly want them. And what they need to do, Dan, is say, those crazy people in Cleveland, it's one deal. I could show you 20 other deals that our deal reflects the marketplace. We care deeply about you. You're 26. We got you a new offensive coordinator. And we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder moving forward. And we're not putting this type of money on the table if we didn't think you were the guy that could take us to where we want to go.
They can still strike a deal with him, correct?
Until July 15th, and I would be working around the clock to get a deal done. And here's why. You want to lock him up for the reasons we just discussed, but more fundamentally, Dan, the league year starts next week on March 15th. Right now, $32 million counts on their cap. If they do a longer-term deal, they could lower that cap number pretty significantly, which you want to do so they could go hopefully get a receiver and other weapons to help Lamar. So there's a sense of urgency really on both sides here.
But I know that colluding is one of those dangerous terms to throw out there. But when we realized what was happening with Lamar, the number of teams who need quarterbacks almost all simultaneously said, we're not interested in Lamar Jackson. How do I not read into colluding with those teams, those owners who are trying to reset the market here for quarterbacks?
Yeah, it could be the right charge. It's the wrong time, though. We got to pump our brakes, and here's why. Let's say we were running the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to come out on the record yesterday and say we have no interest in Lamar Jackson because our audience is our young quarterback, Desmond Ridder. We don't care about everybody else. We care about us. So to me, there could be collusion. We're not going to know that till May. A lot of things are going to happen in the offseason. I was with the Dolphins one year. We had Brandon Albert. The number one guy on the board was Laremy Tunsil. There was no chance we were going to get him, and obviously the rest is history. The point being is there's going to be some twists and turns. What happens if Tennessee loses Ryan Tannehill? Maybe they go after Lamar Jackson and pay this bill. We don't know. So I saw the speculation on Twitter. We talked about it on GetUp. The only grade we could give that is a grade of incomplete. Let's see what happens over the next 2 months.
Wait, take us back to the draft with Laremy Tunsil. So you're with the Dolphins. At what point did you realize that that video was out of him smoking pot?
Yeah, so Dan, this is a fascinating story. So we have Brandon Albert at left tackle. The number one guy on the board is Laremy Tunsil. Tennessee, for a long time, had the first pick. They needed a left tackle. Chris Greer, who was GM, I was the EVP of football operations. To Chris's credit, he's like, we should do research on Tunsil. Me and everybody else is like, we're wasting our time. Like, he'll never get to us. So over those next couple months, we had done our research, and then the gas mask comes out right before the draft, like 20 minutes beforehand. And like, look, it was startling to us, but because we had done all the work, we knew he was a great kid. He was young, loved football, great teammate. And Dan, even as the draft started, we're like, there's no way he's going to get to 13. He was number one on our board. And we thought, ironically, Baltimore would take him. They took Ronnie Stanley. Then it got down to the Saints. We're like, you know, Sean Payton will take him. And they obviously didn't. And here we are with the 13th pick in the draft. We get the best player on the board. And that's why, like, we got to pump the brakes on this collusion because we don't know what's going to happen. I promise you, Dan, if you and I are speaking in a week, in a month, something is going to knock our socks off. Maybe Derrick Henry gets traded. Maybe Trey Lance gets traded. Who knows what's going to happen? But the point is, we don't know just because a couple teams came out yesterday to say that we have collusion.
He's Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. All right. The Giants' decisions with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. How would you grade those decisions?
Yeah, I would give it a D- for Daniel Jones in terms of they made a massive mistake a year ago. For $22 million, they could have put the fifth-year option on, paying dearly. And let's put context on that, Dan. They're paying him $40 million a year. They have so many holes. Let's take a good young corner, Jamel Dean. At $18 million, they could go get a really good young corner that this team desperately needs. So they overpaid because we just all came back from the combine, Dan. There's very few answers, if at all, in this year's draft. There's a lot more questions. They couldn't let Daniel Jones go, so they stretched to pay him. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is they were able to tag Saquon Barkley, and it's amazing. For all this discussion around the league about running backs aren't worth it, three of them got tagged in Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, and Barkley.
Derrick Henry's on the market. What kind of market do you think there is for Derrick Henry?
If I'm a team that's really close, take the Dallas Cowboys, for example. Boy, I'm giving up maybe a second or a third round pick. If I could pair him with Tony Pollard, look out. If I'm Buffalo and I got to figure out a way to keep Joe Burrow off the field or Patrick Mahomes off the field in the second half of a playoff game, look out. So I'm probably giving up a second round pick because if I feel like I'm close, Derrick Henry's that good.
And Jerry Jones is on record saying that they were going to make a splash offensively in the offseason. And I think we're all led to believe it's Odell Beckham. But I was wondering about DeAndre Hopkins. He can be had. And if I said you could have D-Hop or you could have Odell Beckham as your big offseason splash, who would you take?
D-Hop, he's just more productive and durable. I mean, it's not even close when you look at, I love Odell. He was the best player in the Super Bowl 2 years ago until he got hurt. And here's what's interesting, Dan. Coach Parcells always talked about the most underrated aspect of team building was evaluating your own. And Jonathan Gannon's coming in, and they may or may not evaluate their own well. Like, I'll tell you this, Andy Reid, never take a player Andy Reid moves on from, because he does a great job of evaluating his own. Coach. I mean, Tyreek Hill, maybe a little bit of an exception. Coach Belichick, for the most part, when he moves on from a corner, don't sign him. My point is, like, they have a lot of work to do in Arizona. D-Hop is an opportunity for another team to go get a great wide receiver.
You were there when Brett Favre came to the Jets. What would your pitch be like to Aaron Rodgers if you were still with the Jets?
3 points I would make, Dan. Legacy, legacy, and legacy. You win a Super Bowl in New York, you're on the pantheon of all-time greats. And I'm talking about Derek Jeter, and I'm talking about Joe Namath and Eli Manning and Phil Simms and Tom Coughlin and Bill Parcells. There's nothing like the platform of New York and the NFL. So you win here, you'll go down as an all-time great.
Well, he'll still go down as an all-time great, but he'll be an all-time great in New York, you know, history. But I don't know what matters to Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, Brett Favre, what mattered to Brett Favre?
He wanted to poke an eye, really poke the eye of Green Bay.
Yes.
And I think being a great negotiator and a great recruiter is being a great listener. And you make a really good point that's important. I would go out to California or wherever he is. I would take a yellow pad and I would just keep asking question after question. What's important to you? Hey, maybe you want to go meet Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan. Maybe you want to go to the United Nations. Like, whatever you want to do, we can do in New York. And going back to Favre, he wanted to hunt and fish. So, Dan, I told him, I'm like, Brett, if you come to the Jets, I'm going to fine your ass is if every Tuesday you're not hunting and fishing. And we took Google satellite imaging of a farm that was 15 minutes from the facility. And I'm like, here's where your ass is going to be every Tuesday. You can't be in the building. So that is part of you coming to the Jets. And those were ways that we were slowly, it'll make progress. Because let's face it, Dan, like, you're a Northeast guy as well. But if you're Aaron Rodgers that grew up in California and being Green Bay, or you're Brett Favre from Mississippi, the perception of New York could be pretty startling.
Yeah, Rodgers is wired differently than Favre. And, you know, Favre, I could see where he wants to show the Packers, hey, I can still play. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers wants to stick it to the Packers. Does he?
I do. I think when he came out on that podcast a week ago, and he still was like emoting about, well, they traded up for Jordan Love, and then I went out and I won the MVP. Like, hey, Aaron, you're an all-time great. Like, Jordan Love was 4,000 transactions ago. When you run an NFL team, you have hundreds of transactions every year. So who cares? Like, this is about you. This is not about Brian Gutekunst trading up for Jordan Love. So I actually think part of it is proving he can win. And now the inverse of that, Dan, which is really interesting, is if I'm the Packers, I'm pushing him to the AFC because I don't want to see this guy unless it's in the Super Bowl. So there's a lot going on here, but I think it's clear the Packers are ready to go with Jordan Love.
I want to circle back to this before I let you go with Deshaun Watson's contract. I've talked about if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm playing against this guy twice a year at least, and you know that he's making, you know, $40 million more, whatever it is, than your contract. Let's remove his contract. And I say to Lamar Jackson, these are your comps. You know, if it's Kyler Murray, if it's Russell Wilson. Like, can you do that and say to his camp, this is where we're going to be. Can we find a soft landing here for both of us? And is that the way you get this done?
Yeah, I think that's one of the ways. And the other expression we use sometimes is we're going to grow the pie. So you want $230 million guaranteed? Well, guess what? He got that on a 4-year deal. We'll give you, I'm making this up now, $232 million guaranteed, and we'll do a 10-year deal, 12-year deal. Like, there's other ways you could do it, or we'll give you an incentive package that if you win the MVP again, you'll be 20% more than Deshaun Watson was. So there are ways, but what happens, Dan, sometimes, and I've been there in particular with a couple big guys like Darrell Revis, like very notable negotiations, deal fatigue sets in, and that's what I'm concerned about here is you've been looking at the same guys in the room. There's no agent. The friction goes up. Mm. Both sides have an ego, and now that landing spot becomes smaller and smaller.
I'll leave you with this. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, are they $230 million guys? Are they going to be asking for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll throw a third name in there. Jalen Hurts, as a second-round pick, he's extension eligible. Now, he hasn't done it as long as Burrow and Herbert, but he played flawlessly, and he played great in the Super Bowl, Dan. So this is an unbelievable offseason when we think about the transformative aspect of not only Lamar, but those other guys you just mentioned. I think someone, if they don't get to 230, I think they're going to get pretty darn close.
Yeah, good stuff as always, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me, Dan. Really appreciate it.
Mike Tannenbaum, former Jets GM, also worked with the Dolphins, ESPN NFL front office insider, and you could see him on programs like Get Up, NFL Live, and SportsCenter. We'll head to Baltimore. Rod Woodson, Hall of Fame defensive back. He's a Ravens broadcaster. What's he think of this and how it plays out with the Ravens? We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there in the name. It's simple. You can install it. It's safe. Best home security system of 2023, according to U.S. News. Simply Safe, best home security of 2022 and 2021. Three-peat. 24/7 professional monitoring, and it's going to cost you just under a dollar a day. So that's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. And you can lock and unlock your doors and access your cameras, arm and disarm your system from anywhere. Simply Safe. Also, Fast Protect technology only from Simply Safe. What that does, it can capture critical evidence, verify that the threat is real, so you get priority police dispatch. They've thought of everything. Trusted by experts and customers alike, they've been a great partner of ours for over a decade. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. You go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I was watching Golden State in Oklahoma City last night. Josh Giddey's a lot of fun. He's really young. I think he's like 20 years of age, but he had a triple-double. He had 17 assists. They beat Golden State, and he went 17-11-17 for the tying Magic Johnson for the second most all-time assist before the age of 21. Golden State used to play great defense. Used to be one of the top five teams defensively. And it was always one of those that people were surprised when I would say, Golden State's really good. They're a really good defensive team. Because we think it's just about three-pointers, you know, the great scores you have on there. Now, They don't play any defense at all. Zero. And that's the difference between Golden State this year and last year. You know, you got a 500 team. They got beat by Oklahoma City last night. And it felt like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander could do whatever he wanted to. He'd just come down and go, okay, where do I want to? Nah, take the three. No, I'm going to drive by you. And it looked like Draymond Green just flat out was quitting on plays. Like, nah, not gonna waste my energy here. That's the difference. Golden State, when they play defense and they shoot like they normally do, then they're a team that can win, you know, once again. But that's not going to happen this year. Yeah, Mark.
But I'm still probably taking them in the playoffs, though. It seemed it seemed like, you know what? Let's get through the regulars. Let's get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what, Jokic? Win another MVP. We don't even care. You're still getting bounced by us in the second round if we see you.
Mm.
That's what they seem like.
I think Denver's different this year. I get that feeling of, you know, they're healthy, obviously. They got some depth there. And what the Joker does every single night, you know, it's not an accident. You know, it's not, hey, wow, he had another good game. It's every night he's giving you big numbers there. Kendrick Perkins, you know, former player, came out on the mothership and brought this up to J.J. Redick, accusing the media, the white media, of voting for white players for MVP. And I thought, okay, first of all, he's got to understand that there are players who aren't necessarily the great scorers. You know, Magic Johnson won MVPs. Russell Westbrook, he played on a sixth-place team, I think. And, you know, he averaged a triple-double. He got MVP. The Joker's the best player in the game. If you don't understand that he's the best player in the game, then the problem's on you, not us. Now, I don't vote anymore, but I voted for Michael Jordan every year. Yeah, more.
Is it the triple-double that makes him, you know, head and shoulders above, like, Giannis? They just went on, like, a 15, 16-game winning streak.
Yeah. Look, if you gave it to Giannis every year, I'd have no problem with that. I think he's spectacular. I think what the Joker is doing on a night, he's doing triple-doubles every night. And they win. I think there's something like 82-18 when he has triple-doubles. Dating back to last year. He plays well, they win. And that's value. And I can't argue with, now I can argue with degree of difficulty or athleticism, but that's not what the award is based on. And I know it's not like, you know, voting for Steve Nash, voted for him 1 year, didn't vote the other one when Shaq should have won it. Larry Bird was a no-brainer. Like, if we're going to factor in race with this, Larry Bird, no-brainer, right? No-brainer. Steve Nash should have won one MVP. Yeah, Marv.
The white guys who have won MVP, it's not like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't, you know, no disrespect, Lori Marketing or anything like that.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, but you get it. And look, Kendrick Perkins may fall prey to the ESPN, hey, you got to have something to say. You got to be a provocateur. And he certainly was. Whenever you bring race into anything. Yeah, Marv.
Just nodding my head. I was completely with you.
Oh, okay. Him
and J.J. Redick and Kendrick really got into it yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
It was a little spicy.
Yeah, 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 Seton.
I wonder if J.J. Redick, after he looks at all of the approval that he's getting from people, I wonder if that's the side of the argument he meant to be on.
That people are approving what he's saying?
Oh, all of a sudden there's a lot of people. J.J. Redick's always been my favorite player. And... yeah. You know, there's a lot of people right now that are championing JJ and his cause that I don't know that was the intended the intention behind those statements.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. And look, Kendrick Perkins was with us last week, and I thought he was a wonderful guest. But I know what it's like to be at the mothership, and if you're an analyst and you want to stand out, and what am I bringing? What's the debate? That's what these shows are based on. What can I say that will bring about debate, eyeballs, conversation? Well, you can do it, but then there are times when you do it and you go, that's not smart. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah.
Cautious, nice.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you find a group of people are agreeing with you and you're like, oh, no, I must have said something really wrong then.
Yeah, because J.J. Redick doesn't want people to agree with him.
I don't think he wants to.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of these analysts don't want somebody to agree. Wait, they agreed with me? Wait, that's not my job. My job is to have you say, you're an idiot. I hate you. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think if it were an open draft and you were starting a team to play the next three seasons, Nikola Jokic would be the number one overall pick?
No. But I would factor in a lot of things.
I think he's, 28-ish?
Yeah. I think he's 28. Okay. I would factor in, well, it's not like he's going to slow down as he gets older. I mean, he plays at this speed. Same thing with Luka. And if the white media was trying to give a white player the MVP, they would have given Luka one. Because it feels like we've been waiting for Luka. And I kept saying, you've got to be on a better team. And you know, the Joker is on a better team. They're winning, and the West is difficult. But he puts up those numbers every single night. He is one of those players that you have to watch him play a game. If you watch the highlights, you go, okay. Well, hey, we got to put in a highlight of the Joker. Well, what did he do? Man, he had a great bounce pass. Okay. He's not made for highlights. Yeah, Mark.
To me, I'm not even sure if it's the white-black conversation. It's more what has he done in the playoffs?
Yeah.
So if he, you know, flames out again, because Larry Bird won two out of those three championships in those MVP years. Yep. So people are going to be like, why are you giving him an MVP and he, you know, flames out in the playoffs? Well, it's a regular season MVP. But I can understand, you know, the get off my lawn people.
This will be important for his future, the Joker's future at winning an MVP. How far they go in the playoffs. And if they don't, and I thought last year, I thought if they didn't go to the Western Conference Finals, then the voters might look at this and say, all right, this is just sort of, you know, stats that he's putting up. Almost like Russell Westbrook. Like, okay, those are nice stats. We don't usually find big men who are, you know, this adept at passing and all the other things. But I think if you don't go to the Western Conference Finals, I would be really surprised if the Joker would win another MVP. Yeah, Marv.
So no matter what, he's out for next year.
Then it'll be Luka coming in because the white media wants to get him in there.
Let's go.
Yeah. Kendrick Perkins has more. Yes, Paul.
Jason Tatum of the Celtics isn't getting a lot of MVP love. He went up from 27 points to 30 points a game this year. You know, his rebounds, he's up to like 9 rebounds a game at Tatum. The guy's not exactly a powerhouse. The team is better after losing their head coach. You could make a case that he should be right in the mix.
Yeah.
30 a game. He's 24 years old.
But everybody's scoring.
Right.
What kind of make guys are scoring 20 points? I mean, this is nothing anymore.
He's averaging 39-5.
He's a really good player. But you know what? He had a horrible finals last year.
But he was there for the finals.
But that's
Jokic
true.
Was watching him play in the finals.
But Jokic had a team that was injured.
Yeah.
Put Jokic on the Celtics. Put Tatum on the Nuggets.
Celtics fans would
Who
love
goes,
Jokic.
Yes, they would.
Back to that topic.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Put a bow on it.
Another white MVP.
Peyton Pritchard, where you at?
European white. It's not the ideal. It's not an American white. They
Peyton
want American
Pritchard.
White. They'll even take Canadian white.
Peyton Pritchard.
If it was Nick Jokic, they would love him.
The Celtics, though, they're like, for a team in first or second, what, they're in second now?
Yeah.
They're the least scary team.
Yeah.
There's nothing intimidating about them whatsoever. Like, when you watch Jason Tatum play, it's like he's doing, like, an individual workout session. Just still working on the stroke. Just trying to find my form a little bit.
Yeah. And they've lost some games this year. Lost recently. But if you said you're going to give it to the Greek Freak, I'd be fine with it. I don't have a problem with it. If I was voting, you know, it would come down to those two players. You know, the Joker. But I watch games. If you get drunk on highlights, then you're going to go, I don't get this. You know, why can't they shut him down? It's rare when you shut him down. I think Embiid did earlier this year. And Embiid has had a really good year. And maybe he wins an MVP. But, you know, you start to look at this and, if you're looking at through the lens of who's white and who's black and who's voting and not voting, and I get the Steve Nash, we fell in love with Steve Nash. I fell in love and appreciated what he did. And, you know, they didn't go that far in the playoffs, but they had the Spurs to go through. But Nash deserved an MVP. Not two, but I thought he deserved, you know, one, and then Shaq should have won the other one. in my opinion. Bird, I wasn't voting back then. But I had no problem with Bird being MVP. Because he was. Best player, absolutely. Anybody else that I'm missing in there? Dirk Nowitzki? Well, they did lose in the first round after he won his MVP.
But in the regular season, they were like 67-15.
I know.
So regular season, they killed, and then Baron Davis
and
said,
he did,
go home.
He did win a title.
Later.
Yes, which kind of validates him being an MVP. And he beat LeBron.
I'm not sure if one title did more for a player in the history of maybe sports than it did for Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki was known as being soft. And a choker. Remember, they were the one seed, and they lost to the eight seed.
Yeah.
To Baron Davis and those guys, and that title, and who he beat, and how he did it, and he was sick and with the flu.
Well,
and all
remember
that.
When LeBron and Wade were going, acting like they had a cold, and they were coughing and doing the sniffles. They were making fun of Nowitzki. But go back to when Nowitzki came into the league. Man, he got roughed up by players. Like, they were calling him soft to his face, making fun of him
in German.
Yeah, and then
Der Schaft. Totally made that up.
Der Schaftness.
Yeah, Der Schaftenstein.
I don't know if Dirk benefited from a title more than any other player in the history of sports.
I'll throw one out there.
Okay.
Most benefited legacy-wise, before and after, Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers.
That's big.
He was a first ballot regular season Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
First ballot.
Yeah.
Postseason wonky career.
Yeah.
Clean up on aisle five, the Dodgers win, he plays great.
Yeah.
And no one talks about it anymore. It's over for him. They got swept. And you know what? Like a guy like Tony Romo, if he would have gotten one, if he would have gotten one, you're going to Hall of Fame, you're a Dallas Ring of Honor, blah, 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 blah.
Well, he might still be in the Dallas Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones loves him. Does he get in before Jimmy Johnson does? I'm trying to think of somebody else who...
A title that...
Certainly Peyton winning, but then he won another one. Drew Brees winning one. Yeah, Paul.
I'll throw out Steve Young for the 49ers. Replacing Joe Montana, they replaced him a little early. And it's we don't talk about it now, but there was a lot of pressure on Steve Young taking over for Joe Montana.
Yeah, and he threw 6 touchdown passes in that Super Bowl. But... You know, he had this window. He had the USFL, he had Tampa Bay, and then he had the Niners, and then put up some big numbers. But his career really was about 5 years, I think, of high, numbers there, big numbers for the 49ers. Because what he did with Tampa, they were terrible. Nobody cared about the USFL. Yeah, Seton.
It's funny that we always think of like guys like Matthew Stafford first in this conversation and not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Somehow he gets the benefit of like, man, without that one ring, he would really be a huge bust. For some reason, it feels like he won 3, but he only has 1.
Yeah.
He gets a pass on that a little bit.
Yeah. If you would have said when their careers are going to be over, Matthew Stafford is going to have the same number of Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers, I probably would have taken that bet. Mm. I would have gone with Rodgers. But it's been, 12 years or at least a decade for Aaron Rodgers winning a Super Bowl. Yes, and you know what? The reports on Stafford are not good for this upcoming season. I think there's some reports out there that he's still got some elbow issues here, and that retirement is not out of the question there. So Baker Mayfield Jr. III, maybe he's back with the Rams. Although Jalen Ramsey will be gone, Allen Robinson will be gone, and that's the price of winning a Super Bowl. Poor Baker Mayfield. Hey, I'm going to the Rams, and they got all the I got Cooper Kupp, and I got Aaron Donald for one more year. Yeah, Paulie.
Most important Super Bowl or title to help a career. If John Elway doesn't get one, I know he got 2, but if he didn't get one, he and Marino are tied together forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Forever. They're like a fraternity.
Yeah.
And it's hard to think about now, but John Elway went a long time without getting one. He got 2 at the very end.
And he got it because of Terrell Davis. You know, that he finally had a balanced team and he had a good defense, a great offensive line. Yes, Marv.
Is it a huge difference between winning one early like Aaron Rodgers and saying, man, this guy can go on a run, or winning one later?
Well, sometimes when you win it later, you're winning it because of other people. When you're winning when you're younger, it might be because of you. Whereas you know, Elway got carried to, or Peyton Manning, his second one, got carried to another Super Bowl. But, we frame it however we want to frame it. But I think that's interesting when you win that one title. And Nowitzki winning a title certainly was big for his legacy. A couple of phone calls in here. Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Dan, good evening today, Dan. How are you?
Great, Chris.
This is the front runner for your caller of the year show. Mm. Let me say good afternoon to Slack Row. Go pick it up here real quick, Dan. We have it in the works. We are going to be doing it up this year with Seaman. Tyler and I are getting it worked out. We're going to carry Seaman into the Super Bowl in Vegas in style, in a military-themed semi with Seaman. And I need to know what nationality kid you're going with this year. So my nephew Bocat and his pretty little wife Porkchop can get the flag sewn. She's got a Britannica, so just let me know what nationality. She can pick the flag up. We're definitely going to be caller of the year, Dan.
All righty. Well, thank you, Chris. What nationality are you going into the Super Bowl next year, Seton?
Irish.
Irish-American?
I guess. Yeah, I wasn't really following all that, I got to be honest with you.
I'm not sure. Was he talking about the French kid going with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I mean, I would go in as American or Irish-American. Those are the two really that I can claim at this point.
Yeah. Sometimes I get lost in the message that Chris is sending.
But I appreciate the enthusiasm. Yeah. I'll definitely hang with the guy.
Sure. Zoltan in Florida.
Aloha, boys.
Hey, bud.
Hey, I saw something.
Hold. Aloha.
Let's call a 20 here and give that one due credit.
Aloha. That's the shot at Ryan in Honolulu, whose wife left him. And he usually gives us aloha. Aloha. It's a walk-off.
Wow.
Zoltan.
Thank you very much. So, I saw something the other day, and I can't unsee it. And if you have Aaron Rodgers putting on a pair of glasses and saying a couple of yeah mans, he would look exactly like Tommy Chung's son.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll work on that. I would have walked off with aloha. Dave in Cincinnati. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
I've been listening to this discussion about NFL salaries, especially with regard to quarterbacks, and it's just kind of got me shaking my head a little bit. You know, I understand everybody, regardless of their profession, has the right to make as much money as they can. But if I would put myself in the position of one of these quarterbacks who's up for a big contract, with the salary cap structure the way the NFL is, I'd be thinking about things a little differently. You know, if I get this huge contract, will my team be able to surround me with players that can get me to the Super Bowl? What do I want my legacy to be? How many Super Bowls did I win? How many great teams was I on? Or was I the highest paid guy for 4 or 5 years? I don't know. I just look at it a little differently. And you know, when you look at the dollars involved, does it really make a difference, $230 million, $180 million, in terms of how your life is going to go and how your kid's life is going to go and how their kid's life is going to go? I don't know. I just look at things a little different.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Look at what Mahomes did. Look at what Brady did. There are certain quarterbacks. I went 4 years without Peyton Manning talking to me because I asked him, you know, did you think about taking less money to make sure that you were able to sign Edgerrin James and other players on his team when he signed a big deal with the Colts? I mean, I've asked the question, but I also want to be fair to them that get whatever money you want to get. But what are the ramifications? What's the fallout from asking for $15 million more, $10 million more? Does that mean you can't get these certain players? And that doesn't mean ownership is going to go out and spend that money, because they may go, hey, we saved $20 million. I'll put that in my pocket. Because there's certain owners who will do that. They're cheap. Yes, Heaton.
What's been stopping the Ravens from going out and getting quality players until now? I mean, even their own GM just called their wide receivers garbage.
Yeah.
So that was before Lamar asked for big money. So what's been holding them up?
Yeah, it's a great point. Maybe it's the Ravens who are holding up the Ravens, not necessarily Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. And you know what, too? I think that we get a little caught up. We throw around these big numbers. Like, what's the difference between $230 million and $180 million? $50 million. That's the difference. That's a hell of a lot of money.
But fans always side with the team.
But what's the difference?
They side with the owner, not the player. We'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement, wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com and enter your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner, and you will get a recap of the show every single day at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Working on a new poll question. We're still looking for Rod Woodson, Ravens broadcaster, Hall of Fame defensive back. If you see Rod, have him call in. We'd love to talk to him, and Fritzy's trying to track him down. What's the new poll question we're going to go with? Yes, Paulie.
This is kind of Pau Gasol related because he is not in the NBA Hall of Fame yet or Basketball Hall of Fame yet, but he's now in the Lakers Ring of Honor, whatever they call it, and his jersey is retired. Would you rather have your number retired by the Lakers or, but you don't go to the Hall of Fame. You're just a really good Laker for a long time, beloved Laker. Okay. Like, is like Derek Fisher eligible for that kind of thing?
You to think? Have his jersey retired?
By the Lakers?
Well, he is, you know, beloved.
Let's say a guy like Derek Fisher, or let's say Pau Gasol didn't go to the Hall of Fame. Would you rather have your jersey retired by the Lakers and not go to the Hall of Fame, or go to the Hall of Fame and bounce around the league and play for like the Hawks and the Magic and et cetera, et cetera?
But I'm still a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer, but you're not tied to a team, or you're a Lakers legend.
But not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and I'll give you my pick right off the bat. I'd rather have my jersey retired by the Lakers than be a Hall of Famer for the Magic.
Okay. All right. Todd, how about you? Hall of Famer or have your jersey retired by the Lakers?
I think I would go Hall of Fame, but not by a wide margin.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Man, I feel like I'd probably rather be a Hall of Famer.
All right. Marv?
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'd rather be a Hall of Famer.
Like Tracy McGrady, play for a few teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's already in the Hall of Fame.
Well, who are the 12 players or people that are in the Hall of Fame? You know, you got Jerry West and George Mikan and Kareem, and you have Elgin and Shaq, Kobe. I mean, these are all legendary players. Who else is in there, Marv? Do we have the
Gail Goodrich?
Gail Goodrich, yeah.
Jamal Wilkes.
Silk Wilkes.
Obviously Kobe.
Yeah.
Magic Worthy.
Okay.
Now Powell.
Yeah.
But would you rather be like A.C. Green or Michael Cooper? Or would you rather be
Tracy McGrady?
Tracy McGrady.
Would you rather be Vince Carter? Or would you rather be...
Yes. Vince Carter. If it was Vince Carter or Allen Iverson, I would be pretty torn.
Oh, okay.
But those are basically the two.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
I always go with the test. If you're going to be introduced at a speaking engagement or a party or wherever for the rest of your life, and they can either say Laker great so-and-so or Hall of Famer so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
I would probably, it sounds like it has more of a ring to it to be called the Hall of Famer than you were a great player on a particular team.
Well, if you lived in L.A., then it would have more meaning if your jersey's retired. But if you don't live in L.A., then I'd rather be a Hall of Famer. Yes, Mark.
I'm not even sure if your jersey has to be retired, because I'm sure if you're Byron Scott or any of those guys on like the Showtime Lakers, or if you're Rick Fox or Robert Horry,
yeah,
you still live in L.A., I'd rather be that, depending on where I lived. If I was in L.A., I might rather be Rick Fox.
You'd rather be Rick Fox than Allen Iverson?
No. I mean, like Adrian Dantley or somebody like that. No, not Allen Iverson. No.
Well, wait a minute. No, Adrian Dantley's a long time ago. That's not fair to A.D.,
I got to think about it.
Okay.
But no, I'd rather be Allen Iverson than most.
All right. Yes, Paul.
Like, you could be Alex English, and you play for a few teams, you scored a lot of points, you're in the Hall of Fame, but it's a nondescript career. Or a Laker legend. It's like being in the Yankee Ring of Honor. I think there's so much extra cachet to being a Laker great that I may take that over the Hall of Fame, weirdly.
Would you rather have your jersey retired by the Yankees or the Lakers?
Ooh.
Saucy. Yeah.
Saucy.
Yeah. How about that, Sauce Gardner? Saucy. I would think the Yankees. I would think the Yankees. Well, once again, where do I live? Because if I live in L.A., then I would say put me in the rafters, you know, at the crypt.
Yeah, my mom would kill me if I didn't say the Yankees right now, but dang, does the Lakers sound pretty cool.
By the way, Steve Ballmer, the Clippers owner, building a new arena, and man, does he get excited about things that you'd never think he would get excited about.
Toilets! 1,106 toilets in urinals! Three times the NBA average number of toilets in urinals! We do not want people waiting in line! We want them to get back to their damn seats! At the end of the half, before the game.
Toilets!
Toilets!
Of course.
Toilets!
Yes, toilets. Steve Ballmer.
Best parking in basketball!
Yes, Todd.
Kind of sounds like the Matt Foley character with Chris Farley. My name is Matt Foley!
Toilets!
We're going to have a lot of bathrooms in the new arena.
Jack Squat!
He does care. Going number one or number two?
Yeah. Urinals. We got them.
The best. He does get excited. He really gets excited. All right, final hour on the way. Ramona Shelburne from the Mothership will join us. She was at the ceremony last night. Al Gasol got his number retired. More phone calls coming up as well on this Wednesday. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen, the vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.